Do you know who Vladimir Lenin was?
Russian?
Yeah.
Communist? No, he was, no.
He was such a, I mean, founding figure within the communist movement.
A Bolshevik revolutionary?
Do you know who Vladimir Lenin was?
Well, I have a little bit different view than an American because I'm originally from Eastern Europe, so I relate differently to Tavarish Lenin.
How do you relate to him?
Hate him. I don't think his statue should be standing here. A lot of people don't know who he was and what he did.
Yeah, he was a leader of the USSR for a while.
Okay.
And then he died. But did you know you can still see his body in Red Square in Moscow?
Did not know that.
He's, like, embalmed with all kinds of chemicals and stuff.
No, I had no idea. Where's Red Square?
In Moscow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as a tourist, you can go wait in lines and then go descend into this tomb and see him.
Okay. If I ever go to Russia.
I haven't seen it, but I did know that.
If there was anyone in the U.S., dead or alive, that you could embalm and put their corpse on display, who would you choose?
To have their corpse displayed in a public square.
I think I'd probably say that no one would deserve that treatment.
Yeah, I mean, it's like trying to freeze yourself. I mean, once you can't speak or do, then there's really not much point in being.
People have their pets stuffed.
Mark Twain.
Michael Jordan.
Jimi Hendrix or Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, Elvis, I don't know.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Albert Einstein, but posed in that iconic picture of him with his tongue hanging out and he's got his hair up. I think that would be pretty interesting to see.